I know you.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
37,000 plus, all standing. Daniel Vogelbach, the batter. Fly ball, center field. Josh Reddick calls off Jake Marisnyk. The Astros have done it. On a night with the greatest legends in Houston Astros baseball, inducted into the Hall of Fame, they create history of their own. The 2019 magic continues.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
All right. Appreciate it. That was the television. What's their television? By the way, I think it was, what is it?
AT&T Sportsnet.
Oh, yeah, AT&T Sportsnet.
It was Comcast, by the way.
Comcast, yeah. CSN, Comcast Sports Network, when Drayton, that whole thing, that debacle, was Comcast Sports Network, I guess, yes. Not Root Sports. Root came after or something.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's a couple of stories we haven't gotten to. We mentioned Deontay Foreman, cut. I'll be out at Texans practice today. Apparently, here in Green Bay, the Texans will also be riding bikes to practice, or riding kids' bikes to practice. So they needed a bunch more kids to go out there so that the Texans could also ride their bicycles to practice. So that was a big story here.
Okay.
Deontay Foreman cut from lazy. Dell, you're lucky you're not a Texan. You'd have been cut a long time ago. So there's that.
No, I wouldn't have been cut from the Texans.
Yeah.
Because job security is the thing they love the most.
That's
so
true.
I think I would have been fine because I just get by.
Would have been extended.
You would have never made the opening day roster because you are a cancer. And you know they don't like guys with shady backgrounds.
I'm all about the team.
Because when they did research on you and they talked to, I don't know, 60-year-old ladies from Chicago, and they found out about your side business, no way you make the roster.
Mm-mm.
Odd Jobs Incorporated would have kept you off that roster.
Mm. Oh, no. They would have loved that. My ingenuity.
No.
That's what they love.
No.
Oh, and I'm seeing a story here. And this is what aggravates me to no end. Report, Texans won't try to trade for Melvin Gordon. How about just a little? Just call. Hey, like, what would you want?
Well, he wants a crap load of money.
Well, and
same thing as
You know what you got, Lance? You got a crap load of money.
Yeah.
And you know who else is sitting there? Did they even try? Did they even call about Trent Williams? Have they even called?
I don't know. Now that one would make more sense. I don't care about Melvin Gordon. I don't care about giving him a bunch
I don't
of
care
money.
About Melvin Gordon either. But you know what? You know what good GMs would do? Just call. Hey, what's going on over there? I'd just like to know. Because maybe I could get him, I don't know, for nothing. I don't know.
No, you can't because you got to pay him. You got to pay him a ton of money. And you got.
Well, let's call his agent and see how much you want.
Well, okay. He's already
but
said.
We don't, but here's the thing, is there's nobody to even try. There's nobody even not even going to try.
Would it be fair?
What gets me?
Well, because I'm not that upset about that one. Trent Williams would bother me more. I'm not upset about – look, running backs, I hate to say it, but a lot of them are a dime a dozen. I didn't used to believe that. There are some special running backs. I don't personally think Melvin Gordon is special, not personally. I think he's a good NFL running back right now. I think you can find him. I think you can find it in a draft. I think you can find it in off the waiver wire.
Yeah, the
I really
Texans
do.
Have a starting caliber running back on their roster?
Yeah, they don't have one. No, they don't.
I think Lamar Miller's a starting caliber running back.
Not the way they want to use him.
No, I think right. But I'm not looking to trade for and give commodities for a guy who wants to be the highest paid running back.
I'm not suggesting Melvin Gordon should be the
not
one.
Interested.
But you're talking about dime a dozen. The Texans don't even have a dime a dozen starting running back.
Well, I think you can find. Okay, so let me just address this. Josh Ferguson, I don't think very highly of. all other teams in the NFL haven't either. I actually, and I have not had a chance to get out to a practice. I was off all last week. I was out from Saturday to Saturday. So, and obviously they're in Green Bay. But I really want to see Caron Higdon from Michigan. I'm really interested to see how he runs because I know he had an injury of some sort before the draft, which is one of the reasons he fell out of the draft and was an undrafted free. When I watched him, in my mind, all I could think of was, God, this guy runs just like Deontay Foreman coming out of Texas, only he's a lot smaller. You would think he's 218 pounds. He's only like 208 pounds. So he's actually runs like a big power back, but he's not a huge back. He's a little undersized by NFL standards, but he runs like a really tough, tough guy between the tackles. And that's the kind of guy that I think the Texans would love to have. They need a dude. Like, they need a dude. It's one of the reasons I was really pushing for Le'Veon, and frankly, I'm kind of glad that didn't end up happening. Because Le'Veon's going to cost you an arm and a leg also. I assume you're going to let Jadeveon Clowney walk eventually if you don't end up trading him, which, you know, we'll see what happens. But for me, John, I really do think you're going to find a pretty decent running back off the waiver wire at some point over the next 2 weeks. I think you'll find a guy who will be able to step in nicely this year.
Yeah, running back, I get. I mean, but just the whole, we're not even going to try. I mean, to me, and this was the thing about Rick, too, is that a lot of agents complained about Rick Smith because he wouldn't even return phone calls.
Yeah.
Everybody that calls me, or if there's any news out there, I want to know.
Right.
I want to know because I don't want to leave any stone unturned.
Have to.
That you just won't even. And Trent Williams, what are the, I mean, honestly, do you believe that they've even made the call to his agent or Washington?
I do.
And said, what's it going to take?
I do think somebody has made a call.
I would bet you no.
Well, that would mean
the answer is no.
Well, now that would mean the Texans think highly of Tytus Howard and or
well, we
Sharping
him.
And you or know, whatever.
We used a first rounder and a third rounder on offensive linemen. We're done. That's enough.
Yeah, but what you could do is Tytus Howard right side, Trent Williams left side, Max Sharping in at center, eventually a guard to center. You actually would strengthen you. Like, there is no reason other than price tag slash what Washington is asking for him. I mean, because I don't think you just give him anything and everything they want. Trent Williams, this is a money thing. It's really the same situation as Dwayne Brown. You're stepping into the Dwayne Brown situation.
And you keep mentioning Tytus Howard. Well, we had Jason Braddock on, and he goes out to practice for us for Sports Map, and he's under the impression that Matt Khalil will be their starting left.
You know what, though? I'm going to tell you this. Matt Khalil will look just fine. Like I said, this is the time we're going to find out about Matt Khalil. Thursday, we'll find out about Matt Khalil. All these preseason games, not watching him
right.
in practice shuffling. That's all. You know what?
He knows shuffling. How to do. Oh, that's a former first rounder. Like, he knows how to win practice right now. Can you win reps is going to be interesting. By the way, I'm not 100% sure Tytus Howard is ready to win reps. I'm not sure that he's a year one guy. I know it's not going to make people happy.
I think they're almost forced to. They almost have to put Tytus Howard in at left tackle and let it go.
But maybe just they do go. That. Maybe they do that like the Titans had Vince. You know, you wait till game five, game eight, and you wait till he's a little more ready. I don't think I want him coming in and taking steady ass whippings from Jump Street,
which is exactly why you should grab Trent Williams. Exactly why.
Yeah.
Let Tytus Howard move down or move to the right side.
But don't you want to know what the price tag is, though?
Well, yeah, but here's the deal, is you got all the leverage. He's not going to camp. He doesn't want to ever be there again. He has made that perfectly clear. He's also made it perfectly clear that he wants to be in Houston. And yet, nothing. And you can get him for a lot less. He's ruined the market for Washington. I'm not going back there. You guys, I'm not playing for you anymore. So guess what? I can get him on the cheap. But apparently not. Apparently, I don't know if we're going to even look into it. We're busy. You know what? We're busy. We can't call. I would bet you that they haven't even called on Trent Williams. But oh well. Time to talk about work suites. I think they should. I think they all need work suites so that they can start working on Trent Williams.
Everybody benefits from work suites, and I'll tell you why everyone benefits from work suites. Work suites gives you your own office space, but it's not just office space. They give you a great new workspace. They give you your own office furniture if that's what you want in the package. They've got packages that involve your own furniture, but they've also got, you know, they've also got packages that allow you to bring your own furniture in, which will obviously lower the price. You can get your phone system set up with a secretary in the front who will answer the call and redirect the call to your office. It sounds very, very professional. They can walk, you know, meet clients there at the front in a beautiful atrium and entrance and walk them to your office. So despite the fact that they're shared office spaces, you've got your own office inside there. And if you are a larger company looking to downsize, they can do that for you as well, where all of a sudden, boom, you have your own space that costs a ton less than what it was costing you previously, and yet you can fit as many as 20 people in there. The Woodlands has a has an office that fits even more. So whether you're a startup company looking for your first site, maybe an insurance agent who is a smaller company, but you do want your own office space, or maybe you just want to, you don't want to have to go to Starbucks anymore to go do your work. You want a place you can drop in two or three times a week for 2 to 3 hours a day. They've got you covered with a special deal there as well. Check out their prices at worksuites.com. You can get your lease for 4 months all the way up to 24 months. And when you mention my name and you mention ESPN 97.5, make sure you mention ESPN 97.5. They're going to give you 2 free months of rent for your lease. 2 free months. That's a ton of money. They're giving you absolutely free. Worksuites.com. 5 locations in the Houston area and outlying areas as well. Worksuites.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, I'm in Green Bay and heading out to practice in about an hour and a half. And Lance is back at Studio Dell there as well, where he'll be joining us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Biggest stories, obviously, the no-hitter from the weekend, Deontay Foreman being cut.
By the way, how did you feel when the Astros are going for a historic combined, and this is the second combined, actually the third combined no-hitter in Astros history, how did you feel when you saw it was Devo coming in for, and like,
trying to get a no-hitter. What are we doing?
AJ, are you really trying
to
get this?
Are you sure about this? And Devo did it. Devo did it. He got it done.
And Biagini, too. We don't know anything about him. I know that he's funny. He had a press conference in which he had used most of his one-liners, and that was pretty good. That was fun. So, and maybe we should play that a little bit later for anybody that hasn't heard.
Yeah, he's famous. There's a highlight reel of his finest moments in Toronto.
Right, so and, he had his finest moments. He was playing all the hits for his press conference here.
He said he wanted therapy puppies, that he was promised therapy puppies. I can tell you, walking through the airport, so we fly to get to Quebec City, we flew from Houston to Chicago, and then Chicago to Quebec City. And I don't know what it is about your town, John. I think I saw more therapy dogs in Chicago than any place. And I see them in Houston, too. But the therapy, the emotional therapy support dogs or whatever, just...
That's softies coming through there. That's all it is. That can't be my people in Chicago. They wouldn't do that.
Take a Xanax like a regular person.
Yeah. I mean, do some drugs.
Yeah. Dale, that's right. Take something stronger than a dog. You can't take a dog. You take a pill.
So you're suggesting people further their addictions as opposed to just using a cute little dog
just
to feel better?
Not on opioids.
That seems like a positive message.
Only when you're flying.
Oh, you think you think it'll stop there, huh?
My wife drugs up. She doesn't. I don't give her a German Shepherd to run around with or to hold a dog in her purse.
German Shepherds generally aren't the emotional support dogs, at least not that I've seen.
Well, that's true.
They seem like a very aggressive breed depending on what you want them to do. I don't know. I've seen those videos from the 60s. I feel like they're aggressive.
No, it's not. What? Why you got to roll it back four and a half decades?
That's all I've seen. Those are my interactions
with German Shepherds. You don't see them a lot. I don't see a lot of German Shepherds. I don't see a lot of Doberman Pinschers anymore.
They're out of
style. Or St. Bernards. St. Bernards. Yeah. I don't see those either.
You don't see that, but...
No. All right, so here's something, guys, that we haven't mentioned yet. And Lamont asked the question. Are you guys even going to make reference to El Paso? And it's difficult on a sports show because, passing by and saying, well, thoughts and prayers and all that. Listen, can this be any – and then by the way, okay, how about Dayton as well? I mean, hours after dude opens up fire and kills his own sister in Dayton. And the guy that it's just to a point now where it's just, there's nothing to say anymore. I mean, what is wrong with this society where this is going on time after time after time? And our lieutenant governor hey, there's always been guns. There's always been evil, but this is something different. And he's blaming video games. I don't have an answer. I don't have, any of us have an answer for all of this stuff. Is it guns? Is it people? Is it this society? I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is, man, it just got to end. Did you guys see the soccer player?
I was watching the game at the
you
time.
Were watching that? You might play
what
that.
What happened?
Alejandro Bedoya, who has played for the U.S. national team in the past, not part of the squad right now. Mm-hmm. After scoring a goal, he plays for the Philadelphia Union. He happened to be playing a game in Washington, D.C., scored a goal, ran after celebrating, I guess maybe with people he know who were fans, ran to an on-field mic and said, get it together, Congress, in ban guns. I got to find this direct quote, yeah. But it was pretty much a quick thing about guns and Congress needs to step up. And he found an on-field mic and did it. It was probably less than 10 minutes into the game that he did it after scoring. So So Alejandro Bedoya is an American. And
see if you can find that, Del.
Yeah,
see if you can find that because it's all over. But and then afterwards he was asked about it. He said, listen, I'm a soccer player, but I'm a human being. Okay. And and then the MLS commissioner came out and backed him and said, you know, we're all human beings and, you know, this, what is going on here needs to stop, and we need to do something about it. And I'm sure that we need to do something about it. I don't have the answer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But you know, because you've got the gun lobbyists on one side, you got the anti on the other, and you got every state is different. There was pictures of some donut shop or somewhere, and this is Texas, people. There were guns lined up in a booth. With at some restaurant, some kind of a restaurant. I'm like, you're kidding, right? That like this really happens. This is open carry in Texas. That's so stupid. When was the last time you've been to a restaurant or anywhere where you just saw guns all lined up? Never? Right around never?
Never.
I mean, that's just stupid that the rest of the country thinks that this is what, because El Paso happened, this is what everybody walks around. And this is how it is.
No.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, the Dayton thing. That dude opened up fire. 30 seconds later, he was dead.
That is that was shocking. Well, but what was also shocking was how many he killed. That's why the automatic weapon thing, I mean, I just don't get the argument for that personally. And I've heard the argument for it, and I just think you would lose in any – debate forum, you would lose that argument for automatic or semi-automatic weapons for hunting. It just doesn't make it. I know what it's for. It's your idea for protection. I mean, it's very strange. It's very strange. I went to Cuba and this summer, and it is, my wife and I were talking about this a little bit, you know, the idea of, okay, all guns are banned. It's like New Zealand. Well, it's interesting when you go to Cuba and you see there was a revolution where there was an overthrowing and people just had their houses taken. They had all their money frozen and taken. And now Cuba's just been, you know, it's a communist regime. You can understand when you think of that, like, man, if someone tried to do that, you'd want to be able to defend yourself and you know, it's the whole Second Amendment. And while it's not to take up arms against the government, if there's a, but it is to take up arms against, you know, an aggressor, which in this case would be some type of overthrown by some, you know, a revolutionary, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you know, anything short of that, I don't know, it just blows me away. The fighting background checks. What in the world? Fighting more background checks to make it safer, to take just any measure to make it safer. I'm having to grapple with whether or not I really am leaning towards going through some scenarios with my own kids. And they're 8, 11, 12, and 15 at home, where we have to talk about, just yesterday I thought I'm going to have to need to talk to them about if they believe there's a shooting, here is how you handle it. If it's in a space where you are, if it's in school or if it's in a public space, this is how you handle it. And I just, I'm sure there are parents in other countries, you know, in Beirut, I'm sure they're doing it in other countries where there is the lurking danger at any time where something terroristic could happen. You have to, you know, be ready for that. And since that's becoming a reality here, I'm going to have to prep my kids for how they handle school shootings or shootings of any sort. And I can't believe that there's a day where I thought I'd have to do that, but I guess I'm not going to keep fighting. It's going to keep happening. There's so many copycats, and I don't see it stopping.
Well, God, I hope so.
I don't see how.
Here's Bedoya. Well, maybe I have no idea. I have no idea why kids. What is this? A 19-year-old? Why? What is it in your life that makes you think that this is what I want to do next? Is to go? I don't get it. These things have never crossed my mind.
They're so impressionable and so easily just.
But there's something wrong. There's something wrong.
Oh yeah.
What is here's Bedoya after he scored the goal the other night.
Oh, he just grabbed the mic?
Yeah, there's a field mic that was on the ground, and he just went into it and screamed that. And that's fine. You know what? That's fine. I don't know, but the other side is going to – the gun line, you know, is going to say, you don't know Congress is just – let's stop. Let's do something. Let's do something to stop this. I don't know what it is, but let's do something. 831 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We got to get Gritty on this thing, Lance.
So Gritty is an electric company where they are wholesale rates, right? No one else has that. You know about your Costco's, you know about your Sam's Club. So you know when you're dealing with wholesale rates that you are going to get the very best prices. There's no one else that's going to offer you that here in the state of Texas. Yet there's Gritty. There's Gritty doing it for you, and they're going to keep on doing it for you. They have saved me so much money. I've compared my rates this year, my bills this year to last summer. I mean, it's a joke. It's not even close. And I've been very happy that so many of you have made the switch over, and some of my very close friends have made the switch over as well. And the people that I love are the ones who do the research. Like, I did the research on what the cost was, what the retail versus wholesale rates, and when the price spikes, how long does it spike, and yada, yada. And if you do the research, you're even more determined to use Gritty because you recognize that you get unlimited access to wholesale rates on energy. So you're going to pay the same rate that those other companies are that are marking it up and selling it to you. With Gritty, there's never a contract. There's no markup. There's no hidden fees. It's completely transparent, and you have a chance to get your money's worth and get more than your money's worth with your electric company, and you're going to get it that way for as long as you want, since there is no contract. $10 monthly membership, you get unlimited access, no contract. If you're not completely satisfied with Gritty, then just switch at any time. Gritty members have saved millions, and you are going to save too. When you text Lance to 797979, they're going to give you your first month's membership absolutely free. It's on the house, so make sure you text Lance to 797979. That's Lance to 797979 for your first month of membership absolutely free. Message and data rates may apply. It's Gritty.
Available at nationwide retailers.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We've been doing this the last couple weeks. You got a shot to win some listener appreciation tickets. Not now. Listen. Listen, everybody. At 8:45, caller 15 wins a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party. Thanks to Big City Wings and Coors Light for the drinks and the food. It'll be at the home of Gal Media Thursday, August 15th at 6:30. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. 8:45, caller 15. You can meet all the personalities, including hating ass Lance, because he was hating during the break. He'll be here, maybe. John will be here. Others will be here. Talk to the guys, particularly hating ass Lance.
Okay, so is this being a hater, John? I said, shut up, Carmelo. I'm tired of hearing about Carmelo's return. Then his trainer came out and said he wants to go out like Dwayne Wade and have a, you know, a, that's who does. And then Carmelo tried to come out and say, no, that's not true. I never said that. Yeah, you did. That's exactly what you want. You want to go out. But here's the thing. He's where he wants to swap jerseys with everyone. Here's the thing. He's not beloved like Dwayne Wade. I mean, Carmelo Anthony is not this. Carmelo could have played last year for somebody. He was with the Rockets for 10 games.
And nobody wants Carmelo.
Nobody wants him. Nobody wants you, Carmelo. Nobody. You can't shoot. Your mid-range game was garbage last year. Beat it, Carmelo. We've seen enough of you. Beat it. Go away.
Why are you just hating on a man who just wants to work? The man just wants to work.
I know. He should work for the Heat.
He just, why would he? He can work for the Rockets.
No, it's nice in Miami.
You know he can fall. He can be, you know, he can be on that bench mob with Anthony Bennett.
We already did this.
Ben McLemore.
We already did this.
Who else? Who else?
We already did this.
What other NBA vagabonds can he be part of on that bench
mob? He's mad at the Rockets. He said the Rockets did him wrong.
Well,
he can't come back.
Daryl Moore disrespected him.
He said he still has lots of great basketball to play.
He could be a 10th man. He thought he could be in the rotation. That's what he said. He said, I could be a part of a 10-man rotation.
No, he said, I can't even be.
Well, that's what he was upset about. He was
that's
like,
what he was told. Right.
I can't be part of this team's rotation.
No, because you would cry and complain the whole damn time. I looked and he goes, I don't know if it was James or not, but I looked Chris in the eye. Chris told me right in my eye he didn't ask to get rid of me. I'm like,
he probably did.
Maybe neither one of them did. Maybe as a Rockets just seeing what we all saw was like, yep, not going to work. Got to go. That's probably gotta go, gotta go. What it was. But there's always a chance that James is like, nah, nope. Goodbye.
Which bench player will get summarily dismissed this season? Will it be an Anthony Bennett? Will it be a Ben McLemore? There's got to be at least a couple because that's what's happened the last
James,
couple.
Well, you had James.
James Ennis.
James Ennis last year.
Michael Carter-Williams. That's two.
Well, so Michael Carter-Williams and Carmelo were always potential short-termers. The Rockets never made any secret. James Ennis, they thought he was going to replace Trevor Ariza. That didn't happen. This year's guy, I would say, would be McLemore.
Yeah, Anthony Bennett.
I feel like they keep Anthony Bennett just because he's, although Daryl's reclamation project for former lottery picks, just I don't think it ever yields any fruit, ever.
No.
He always goes out Hashim the Beat. He had, God, who was that other? Oh, there was another.
Yeah, Johnny Flynn, didn't he?
Johnny Flynn. Yep, Johnny Flynn. That didn't even, did he even play for the Rockets? I'm trying to remember. Boy, that was the dark times of the Houston Rockets when it was Flynn time. Anything pre-James was really, there was some not great basketball. Actually, it was average basketball. It just, there was nothing exciting to talk about. We have not talked a lot about the Astros this year, John. I mean, we have, but relative to, but it's almost like we're waiting for this time, right? Down the stretch. And now they've added Zach Greinke. And you and I talked a little bit about Zach Greinke, but we were looking at the money he was owed and figured they wouldn't do that. I was obviously in Canada. I didn't hear or read everything.
I talked about it weeks ago, and I said, honestly, the morning of, I said, that Zach Greinke would be the guy that they were going to get. This made perfect sense. They got a guy. This is what they do. They're not going to rent a Bumgarner for 2 months. They're not going to rent who else was out there for a couple of months? No, that's not what Jeff Luneau does. And oh, by the way, picking up that money, but we knew that Arizona would pay off that money.
Well, that's
the
what I was
reason,
asking.
The reason that Greinke is here, there's one reason, is because he made too much money. Because Arizona right. would have never gotten rid of him.
Well, but it didn't make sense that this was what the Astros were for sure going to do unless you picked up. Like, how much are they picking up? Did they say?
Of the 77, yeah. Of the 77, they picked up 26 of it.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And so, or 24 of it. They picked up 24 of it. Of the 77. Mm-hmm. So the Astros are on the hook.
53.
For 50, yeah, 53. So yeah. That was doable.
It was doable.
I mean, they did the same thing with Verlander. He was making 28. We'll pay 20.
I'll be honest. I'm surprised another team didn't end up with Greinke. But you did give up good. I mean, you gave up your 3, 4, 5. You didn't give up your 1 and 2, according to Baseball America. Martin is a good pitching prospect. I know he didn't have a good, but he also is coming off an arm injury. Seth Beer is a good player. I mean, he's been good in the minors, and Bukauskas is considered a good. I mean, you gave up good talent. You gave up good talent to get him. You are taking on a big chunk of that contract, but I just give the Astros so much credit for when you get a guy like Zach Greinke, who is far and above, just like Justin Verlander 2 years ago. All the names that were being mentioned, Sonny Gray, and all the names that were mentioned as potential trade partners. There weren't very many great starters, and the Astros missed out on just an average group. This year, Greinke wasn't really considered. You had Bauer mentioned, right? But Zach Greinke wasn't really considered to be on the market until late. And late, the story started to come out, oh, they would consider trading Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke can be had. But I don't think – it didn't feel like, John, that it was a for sure thing that he would be out there. Yes, he's owed a lot of money, but I also figured it was going to take quite a bit to get him. And yet there was Jeff Luneau waiting around, much like Daryl Morey did with James Harden. He understood James Harden was potentially there to be had, and you have to just stick around that trade, snoop around, and prepare. Be prepared to make the deal. And Jeff Luneau was prepared to make the deal. And now the Astros have three aces. The last time that I can remember a team with three legitimate aces was the Atlanta Braves. Now I'm talking about three number ones, because Glavine was a number one, Maddox was a number one, and Smoltz was a number one. Those are three true number ones. Can you remember another time where there has been three true number ones on one roster?
Yankee teams, Cone,
David Wells.
Wells. No, no, this is, I mean, the Diamondbacks won it with two number ones.
Two number ones, yep.
And Johnson and Schilling.
I would put Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole up against Johnson and Schilling.
Huh? No,
I mean,
I think
put them right there with Johnson and Schilling.
I agree.
I remember us talking about Verlander versus, I don't know if you were in or not. I'm not sure you were in, but we were talking about Verlander versus Greinke in terms of I think you were in, talking about who the best pitcher of this generation was. We were talking about that, about the two guys who are on the Astros now. I mean, that's how incredible this deal is for the Astros. And one thing that we know, and I think this is so interesting, I picked up a lot from the broadcast yesterday, just looking at first and foremost, the Astros are a full half run better at this stage than they were in 2017 as a team from a team ERA standpoint. However, you may remember this is when the Astros were starting to really fade out before they ended up getting Verlander. So things had really gone sideways from a pitching standpoint. They were dealing with injuries. So that's not entirely surprising that their ERA is 0.5 better. It was still decent at that time, but this year I think it's 3.72. At that time it was 4.23, I believe. But I think what's really interesting, and I was reading about some of the pitch types that Sanchez was throwing now versus when he was in Toronto, and the Astros obviously are big into the curveball. But what they talked about was there was a CBS article that talked about the Astros, you know, they teach the four seamer up in the zone. And that's what Verlander does, and that's what Cole does. They ride it up high. The percentages on the four seam high fastball, at least at a certain mile per hour number, is going to be the percentages are weak pop-ups and strikeouts. That's where you have your best chance to get your weak pop-ups and your strikeouts. Well, then when you break off a 12-6 or a real sharp breaking pitch, even if it's not a 12-6 breaking pitch, and you start changing, you know, your eye angles on high to low with the ball making such drastic movements, it really, on top of just that high fastball, see, it's like the Astros have fine-tuned, this is the perfect combination of pitches. And so the sinker, which he was a heavy sinker ball pitcher, Sanchez, I think 36% at Toronto, the Astros, at least in one game, have said, yeah, you can put that sinker away. Because when you miss with a sinker, it's getting popped. We're not doing, you can get sinkers like 16% of the time, but you can go ahead and put that sinker away and turn that into a curveball. And it's just, you know, it worked wonders for Verlander, and they showed Verlander's curve count. They showed Gerrit Cole's curve count. It's just way up with Brent Strom. And I don't know if it's Strom. I doubt it's just all Strom. I think it's probably Jeff Leno and his department who have studied the, you know, all of the data that's out there in baseball. And nothing beats baseball data. Nobody. No sport can beat the data they have in baseball. And I think they've just basically found the secret formula, which is fastball, curveball, and a decent third pitch. And you're in good shape as long as you can get the spin rate right.
What's the data on hitting breaks? Dell?
Good for us.
Awful. It's like Sanchez is back in Toronto.
Oh
my God.
Lost 13 in a row?
Well, Lance left Toronto, and now he's the Sanchez of hitting breaks?
I don't think that's fair.
I feel like
Lance. Do you think that's fair?
Yes. It feels you've lost 14 in a row.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure even the first break that you were trying to hit, it still went long.
It was that was a pretty good one. No, it wasn't. I felt like it was good.
No, I'm pretty sure you've lost 14 straight decisions.
Throwing sinkers.
I had good stuff on my breaks.
No, stop throwing the sinker.
Your breaker is terrible. Your breaker. It's terrible.
My breaker pitch? Yes. Well, I know it's not terrible. Ramjack's not terrible. Ramjack is a company that you're calling when you have your foundation issues. I didn't say if. I said when. If you are one of those people who bought a house where the foundation was recently repaired, congratulations, because I was not one of those people. I've owned three different houses in my lifetime, and all three of them I've had to get foundation work done, and it's so stressful. It's stressful, and one company I dealt with was really, I got in a screaming match with this guy. That was unfortunate. Their work stunk, and their customer service bad, their workers. I mean, I got their workers trying to sell me, give me a card, like, hey, I do some concrete work too. Like, yeah, I really think you should be trying to sell me on your concrete work. You're supposed to be doing my foundation. With Ramjack, that's never the case. Ramjack is a company that does it right the first time. There are other companies that have to come back and redo work. With Ramjack, they get it done right the first time. They are the experts. And at Ramjack, they have a proven technology and patented technology that works right. They will get your house, which is your most valuable commodity, they will get it right. And if you're seeing sinking exteriors, if you're seeing chimneys pulling away, cracks in the brick, on the inside you see molding pulling away, windows and doors that are misaligned, you can't close your doors anymore properly, you are going to have foundation issues. But don't just trust and believe me. Have free on-site evaluation from my friends over at Ramjack, the foundation repair experts. Get it done by a company that guarantees their work with a lifetime transferable warranty. Lifetime transferable warranty. 713-599-0102. 713-599-0102 or ramjack.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.